Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is so awesome to be here in the service of the Lord. Once again, we are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. Today is Tuesday. It is the 24th day of the month of March 2020. My Jesus, we are just blessed to be here for such a time as this. Even though it seems like there are so many things going on in the world today, but God has brought us here so that we can continue to pray. He said to pray without ceasing, and so that's what we want to do. We want to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. There is nothing better than being in the arms of our God and to know that his love is towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we're grateful today for this particular day. It is just a beautiful time to be alive, and we're able to stand in the gap, make up the hedge to intercede on behalf of the world. And we know that the world needs prayer right now. You know, we've been praying for a long time, and this is just a key time of the world. So we thank God today for each and every sister and brother who's here this morning. I do appreciate you getting up, getting on the prayer line, and, you know, being in agreement with God, because we are in agreement with God because we agree with his word. So this morning, I'm going to ask our Apostle Horsley to lead us off in prayer, and then we'll continue on in the hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Good morning. I hope it's all muted. Good morning. Let me see. Yes, it's all muted. Yes. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come before thy throne of grace, O Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the mercy and the kindness, O Lord God. For Lord, it's morning by morning, Lord, it's the mercy we see, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord. We what your name deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Father, we move, we breathe, Lord, and we have our being, O Lord God. Because we looked all over, Lord, searched all over, Lord. Couldn't find no one, O Lord God, no one that was greater than you, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come before your throne of grace, O Lord God, thanking you for the laying down last night and the uprising this morning, O Lord God. Thanking you, O Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God, and lives that you're touching right now in the name of Jesus. Realizing that God has spoken once and twice that I've heard this, that power belongs to God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer here on the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and you're moving by your power, Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that there's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, O Lord God. Lord God, even in this time of crisis, O Lord God, can how great you are, Lord God. We think about what you're doing, oh Lord God, how you're blessing, how you're keeping, oh Lord God. God, my request is, oh Lord God, that you keep your people, oh Lord God, in perfect peace, oh Lord God, while this situation, oh Lord God, while this virus is, oh Lord God. Many don't know what to do, oh Lord God. Quite a few don't know what to say, oh Lord God. But Lord God, our trust is in you, oh Lord God. God, because you never failed us yet, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, because we're still here, oh Lord God. We're still able to call on the name of the Lord, oh Lord God. You are a strong tower, Lord God. You are a hiding place, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, I would ask that you would just shake up the situation, oh Lord God, up there on Capitol Hill, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's mass confusion going on, oh Lord God. But Lord God, you have been our dwelling place, Lord, in all generations, oh Lord God. Before the earth or the world, before the mountains were brought forth, oh Lord God, we have the understanding, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, oh Lord God, that you're the God of our salvation. You're the God of our deliverance, oh Lord God. So God, we praise you this morning, God. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the saints of God, oh Lord God, that counted it not robbery, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Count it not robbery to worship you, Lord God. Count it not robbery to come and to worship you, Lord God, in this hour of power prayer. Lord God, we pray for the wife, oh Lord God. We pray for Pastor Dolly, everyone that's in queue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. All those that desire to come, we even pray, Lord God, for Minister Chris, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Minister McQuarrie, Lord God, comes to mind right now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance, oh Lord God, and that you would deliver, Lord God, as only you can, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you the reverence, the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, oh Lord God, in climate weather, Lord God, understanding, oh Lord God, this is spring storm coming, oh Lord God, and it's going across up north, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God. Lord God, it seems like we don't know which way to turn, oh Lord God, but we call to mind, oh Lord God, that you keep them in perfect peace. Our mind is stayed on you, Lord God, and our mind is on you, Lord God. Our mind is on worshiping you, praising you, Lord God, and making intercessory, Lord God, that you would fill our heart to praise today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, that are sick, oh Lord God, have loved ones, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, even between yesterday and today, oh Lord God, has lost loved ones, oh Lord God, to death on this pandemic situation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and moving by your power, Lord God, that you're showing yourself strong, Lord God, in this time of need, oh Lord God, that you're showing yourself strong, oh Lord God, when confusion is going on, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, up in the city of New York, oh Lord God, have children there, oh Lord God, ask that you would bless me, Lord God, out in California, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, where they have dispatched medical ships, oh Lord God, it's more like there's something behind the case, something behind the scene, oh Lord God, that we're just not Ekayas, oh God, that we're just not seeing, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we want to take our hearts, oh Lord God, down out of the willow tree, oh Lord God. We want to praise and we want to sing songs unto you, Lord God. That Lord God, if there is something, oh Lord God, that man figured that they could protect the children of God from, oh Lord God, that you would send out ambushments against it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In you, Father, we move. Hallelujah. We breathe and we have our being, oh Lord God. We trust in you, Lord God. As the day advances after the water brook, Lord, so our heart advances after thee, oh Lord God. So we ask that you cover each and every one, oh Lord God, that is in queue, Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, that have sent in prayer requests, oh Lord God. Those that figure that their prayer requests will not make it on the ear, Lord God, but you're the God that you're omniscient, oh Lord God. You're all knowing, oh Lord God. So we want to thank you today, God. To praise you today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We want to say hallelujah, Lord God. We want to sing of your praises, oh Lord God. We want to give you the honor, the glory, oh Lord God. Be what your name deserves in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. What shall we render today, Lord God? unto you for all of your mercy, God, for all of your benefits, O Lord God, how you love us, O Lord God, how you care for us, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. The children that are going to school, O Lord God, homeschooling today, Lord God, give the person, the parents, patience, O Lord God. Give clarity, O Lord God, in which way to handle the children while they're at home, O Lord God. This is a strain on everybody, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You're the only one that can, O Lord God. You're the only one that will, O Lord God. Everyone that calls in, O Lord God, let them not forsake, O Lord God, to sow seed if they can, O Lord God. There's something going on with my phone, O Lord God, and they're not able to send electronically, O Lord God, but let us be able to put a postal stamp, O Lord God, on it and send, O Lord God, to continuously support the broadcast, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. That power belongs to God. So we lift you up, O Lord God. We exalt your name, O Lord God. Don't know what you're going to do for the rest of the broadcast, O Lord God. But Lord God, we ask that you bless me, touch, O Lord God. That you anoint, O Lord God, the teaching, O Lord God, the preaching, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would send a word, O Lord God. In season, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, thou will welcome here, Lord God. Touch, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There are people, O Lord God, that we see that are confused, O Lord God. They're scared, O Lord God. Don't want them to overreact, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray to rebuke that murdering spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, here, Lord God, they say that things are closing up, O Lord God, and people are just standing in front of the gun stores, O Lord God, like it's a food store, Lord God, buying weapons, O Lord God, not trusting in you, Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that you turn their hearts, O Lord God, that you're able to speak to the minds of people, O Lord God. We declare and decree, God, that you're going to dispatch angels, O Lord God, to hold people in peace, O Lord God, to send words, O Lord God, of wisdom to them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lest there be a war, O Lord God, with inside this United States of America, Lord God. We rebuke the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, with a desperate plead, O Lord God, that you would have mercy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let this disease be stayed, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that the anointing would come, O Lord God. So, Lord God, visit each and every saved individual, Lord God, that someone would cry out even yet this morning, what must I do to be saved? That they must repent of their sins, O Lord God, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord God. But we pray for many souls, God, in the harvest, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would work something out, O Lord God. Lord God, where they have only a gathering of a small amount of people, Lord God, it's even hindering the work, O Lord God, of the outreach, O Lord God, to go out to evangelize, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As we are approaching, O Lord God, this resurrection morning time, once again, O Lord God, some will call it Easter, O Lord God, but Lord God, that you would touch, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, do something, Lord God, for you sell us not to forsake the gathering ourselves together, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you touch electronic equipment, O Lord God, that would be live streaming, O Lord God, that the audio, Lord God, that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and that he is Lord, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, let us especially keep in our mind, O Lord God, that you so loved the world, O Lord God, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, because you are merciful, O God, O Lord God. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, O Lord God. You're the God that in the present tense, O Lord God. In you, Lord God, we breathe, have our being. So we thank you, God. We pray, Lord God. We ask that you bless even Pastor Dolly in a special way, Lord God, as she break forth the bread of life, O Lord God. Lord God, that we stand in one accord, O Lord God, in the agreement, O Lord God, of prayer, deliverance, ministry, Lord God. In this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, we thank you for the touch of your anointing, O Lord God. Let it go through the airways, O Lord God. Let it permeate the hearts of the people, O Lord God. May it convict them, O Lord God, those, O Lord God, that are sinners, O Lord God. May it touch those, O Lord God, that need healing and deliverance, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would just bless, O Lord God, that you would show yourself strong, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would just transpose us, O Lord God, into the holiest of all, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So God, we praise you, O Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the God Almighty, Lord God. These things that are ordered, Lord God, I know that you meet the needs, O Lord God. There are those that are struggling with financial needs, O Lord God. There are those that are struggling, O Lord God, with paying bills and mortgage, O Lord God. There's even those, O Lord God, who haven't time sown into this time, O Lord God, into the ministry, O Lord God. But Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would sustain and undergird, O Lord God, this prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God, not only here, Lord God, but every prayer line, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would just keep your people, O Lord God, that are not able to get into the church, O Lord God, because of this pandemic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, Lord God, we curse this pandemic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We drive it out, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. As it was in the beginning, O Lord God, and so as it was in the days of Noah, Lord God. It seemed like we're going through the same thing again today, God. So we give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. Lord God, we pray that you pray that you bless our remissive roster, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Special blessing day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And all our families, God, that have been affected by this virus, O Lord God. The variation, O Lord God, give me 1 Peter 5:7, O Lord God, that everyone just cast all their cares upon you, Lord God. You've been running this earth for a long time, O Lord God. Because you live, O Lord God, the earth still hangs by nothing in space, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Every time I look at it, I wonder, Lord God, hallelujah, it's not overflowing, and there's no water flowing off the edges of the space, O Lord God. But we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for your miracle working power, Lord God, your sustaining power, Lord God. Send the anointing, O Lord God, that makes praying and teaching easy. We give that name the honor, the glory, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Pastor Darling, for allowing me to that Akayosita, Hebel, Shatan, Akayosita. May the power of God rest upon the broadcast and everything that you do in the name of Jesus, upon the children, the grandchildren, everybody's children and grandchildren, loved ones, O Lord God. Give them wisdom, O Lord God, to hear thy voice, O Lord God, and to do what's right in these days in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We claim souls in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Pastor Darling. He's worthy. Yes, Lord God. Hey, hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for coming every prayer request. Hebo kaya siga, dada kaya saga. Hebo kobra san nana kia. Have no fear, hefa nana kaya siya. The Lord knows, baba san nana kaya siya. He siya ni kede da kaya saga. In the name of Jesus, God, we call Minister Melinda, name mama kaya saga. Right now, God, if you work in that situation, there, God, in the name of Jesus, Malakari Yoshi, God, Minister Wanita Malakari Yoshi, God. Hako, yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, O Lord, Rasanda Malakari Yoshi, God. Thank you, Lord God, as you're moving in the midst of your people, even now, God, while your anointing is pouring fresh out, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, God, Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, our children that are away, O Lord God. Those, O Lord God, one minute that I call your CP, then I call God, we pray for the comfort of the people, O Lord God, that are stranded in other countries, O Lord God, and cannot get in, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, that have lost jobs and wages through unemployment, that you break it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We need you to move by your power, Lord God. We are the people, O Lord God, that humble ourselves, O Lord God. Lord God, you're the God of all integrity, Lord God. You are missing. Come to mind, O Lord God. God, those that are incarcerated, O Lord God, in small places, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Nursing homes, O Lord God. Rehabilitation centers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The homeless, O Lord God. Rooftops, abandoned buildings, O Lord God. Gathering around, O Lord God. Under bridges, O Lord God. Sleeping near lakes, O Lord God. Under boardwalks, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In nursing homes, God, have mercy of you, please, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that I call you in the name of Jesus. Rest it down. I feel that they can you. I see it. And I call you son. In the name of my call you son. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy, O Lord God. Just as you delivered Daniel from the lions, then, O Lord God. Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace, O Lord God. For the God that divided the Red Sea, O Lord God. You gave the command, O Lord God, to build Yahweh, O Lord God. And you're the God that brought the rain, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power, pray, O Lord God, for laying us, O Lord God. Hear our cry, O Lord God, attend all to our prayers, O Lord God. From the ends of the earth, O Lord God, we cry on thee, O Lord God. Much hearts are overwhelmed, O Lord God. Lead us to that rock, Christ Jesus, O Lord God, that is higher than I. Our strong tower. Hi, Satan, our God. God, you'll see it. Hey, God, we'll set ourselves in agreement. Hey, yes, Son and God, on the one accord in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen again. We thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor Horsley, for the prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus, we appreciate you. We thank you for getting us covered in prayer this morning and interceding for various things around the world. And so we come with the spirit of just submitting to the will of God, because we know that God is willing and ready to do all things for us. And so we're going to talk about prayer, praise, and deliverance. The name of our ministry is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And so in this scripture that we'll be talking about today, there is praise, there is prayer, and God delivers. And so we see in the book of Psalms chapter 34, we're going to be reading there. So if you get your Bibles and get ready to take some notes and, you know, write the scriptures down and go back and go over the scriptures, that is so important that we do that, because it helps us as we grow in the things of God. But as we begin to look at this passage, first of all, we just want to talk about David. David had been forced to flee from his country due to the rage of Saul. He had some trouble with Saul, so he looked for shelter that was near to his country. So he ended up in the land of the Philistines. There it was soon discovered who he was, and he was brought before the king, who is called Achish, also known as Abimelech. David did not want to be treated as a spy, so he pretended to be a madman so that Achish might dismiss him as a disgraceful man rather than to see him as a dangerous man, which would have been bad trouble for him. So his shenanigans gave him the desired result. He was able to escape the wrath of the king because he acted as a madman. And because of him acting this way, he was able to get away. And in the meantime, he realized it was God who helped him even through this craziness that he did. I mean, him being the man that he was, and he ended up acting like a madman in order to get away, he realized he still had God on his side. It was God's mercy that ultimately got him out of the danger, even though he changed his behavior to trick the king. He recognized the fact that God had helped him during this dilemma. And in the midst of his unusual behavior, he understood God was there for him. So as we go through these days and times that we're in right now, we must realize that God is still there for us. He is still in the blessing business. He's there to protect us. He's there to carry us through the situations that we are dealing with in this hour. There's so much going on around the world, in our countries, in our states, in our families, and we just need to keep our eyes on God. So David decides that he will praise God constantly. So we're going to read the word here in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 34. I'm going to start with verse number 1. I'm going to read this whole chapter because there is so much in this chapter. I'm going to focus on certain verses, the very first part of it, but I want to read it all because it is so good. It's so good for us to feed on this word this morning. So the word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Verse 10, The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Verse 12 says, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Verse 16, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, the remembrance of them from the earth. Verse 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Verse 20 says, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So this is the word of the Lord. And as we go back to verse number 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And so David is speaking out, you know, even in the midst of his calamity, no matter what was going on with him, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. No matter what is going on all occasions, David would bless the Lord. I continue to emphasize, we must praise him. You know, I always put it out there, when you get up in the morning, before you get started in your day, just give God some praise. Do a dance before the Lord. Do your dance to get started in the day. If we hope to spend our eternity in praising God, we should spend as much time as possible while on this earth praising our God. And many times, you know, our praises can be where we're on our knees just calling out to him and thanking him and just rejoicing in him. We could go through our home praising the Lord, just give him honor, give him praise. There's so much going on now that is distracting us. Those things that are distracting us could get our minds off of God. And we don't want to get our minds off of God. So if we spend time praising him during the day, during the course of the day, we're praising God, then we don't have time to really get discombobulated and have our minds all torn apart and get depressed. You know, depression comes when you're thinking about the things that are going on around you, when you're listening to the news. And, you know, sometimes we need to turn that TV off and turn the radio off and just be in prayer. Put some music on. You know, music is good for you. Music is good to soothe your soul and help you to go to a place in God. So David determined that he would praise him openly. He said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. He would show how he felt an obligation to the mercy of God. He was glad because God was merciful to him, and he desired to make others realize they too had an obligation to God for all his mercies. All of us should be have the mindset that we are obligated to thank God, to praise him, to honor him because of his mercies towards us. He is merciful towards us during the course of our days, each and every day. His grace and his mercy is there for us. David decided that he would praise him heartily. As we see in verse number 2, it says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. In his relationship to God, it is important that we understand that, you know, when you boast on something or you're boasting on somebody, you're giving them accolades and you're just putting as much emphasis on the fact that you appreciate what has been done. You're boasting on somebody. Even when you're boasting on your children on how wonderful they are, we want to boast on the Lord on how good he is and how awesome he is. We will praise the Lord with all of our hearts. Our soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And so he expects others to join him. That's what David was doing. He expected others. He said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. As they hear of his deliverance and of his thankfulness, and be glad that a good man has so much favor shown to him and a good God has shown him so much favor and that God is being honored. David wanted others to see and to know what had happened to him and that they too could join in. And so that's why, you know, when we're here and when you're in your churches and when you're just talking to somebody and they are sharing the goodness of God, you want to rejoice with them. You want to just join in with the praises. You know, I remember one time when I was going to New Covenant Christian Ministries over on the east side of town where Apostle Billy Johnson was the leader, and he's still the leader of the church there. There was this young lady, she was going through some things, and then she got to a point where she just needed some encouragement. And so he had the different women to come up and just surround her and just to just rejoice in the Lord so that she could feel the presence of God and just to come together and to rejoice in the fact that she was getting some breakthrough. And so many times we just need to come together and rejoice in the Lord as we come here on this prayer line. And many times we just tell you, you know, we want everybody to just praise the Lord. Don't petition the Lord. You know, just coming together and rejoicing in God because he's doing so much. He is, even before we see many of the things that we know is going to happen, God has already planned it. His thoughts towards us is to an expected end, and that is for good and not evil. And so we are trusting in the Lord. We're believing in him. We're just want to come together and praise the Lord, boasting in him. And you know, as David, he wanted others to join him in what he was doing, you know, while he was there in that particular time. And in this time that we're in, we want others to join us in praising the Lord. We want people around the world to rejoice, you know, to understand that as we praise God, these things that are happening, these things had to come to pass because it was already prophesied some things that would happen in this year that we're in right now. So, you know, we should not be dismayed. I mean, God already knew that these things would happen, and he just wants to see us continue to rejoice in him, see us continue to praise him, see us boast in him because he is the one who is getting us out of the trouble. He's the one who will get us to the other side of through. So it pleased David to think that God's favor to him would be a blessing to other people. There were three things that he would have us all to concur with him in. And one of these is in great and high thoughts of God, which we should express in magnifying him and exalting his name. In verse number 3, he says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." So if we adore him as being infinitely great and higher than the highest, he is pleased. God is pleased to feel this magnifying him and exalting him. This we can do together. God's praises should sound best in concert when we're coming together, for we praise him as the angels do in heaven. You know, the angels praise the Lord. They rejoice in him. And so those that share in God's favor, as all of the saints do, we should accept his praises. We should accept the fact that we should praise him, because God is favoring each and every one of us in different ways. We should be desirous of the assistance of our friends in returning thanks for mercies as we are praying for them. We're praying for people. We're praying for our families. And so we have reason to join in the thanksgiving, and others have reason to join in thanksgiving to our God. God is always there to hear our prayers, and so we should be thankful for that. He's never going to turn his back on us, never, never, never. And so that all the saints are comforted to know that God is listening to us. God is hearing us. He's waiting for us to pray. He's waiting for us to praise him. He's looking forward to that. Can you just imagine, you know, as a child, and, you know, many times when we were kids, and many of us have had children, and we just think about a relationship between a child and a mother or a father. When a child is about to talk to their mother or talk to their daddy, and just knowing that that child's parent is listening, the child is glad that the parent is listening. And even when the parent is talking to the child and they're communicating with each other, I mean, just to know that that mother is there, that that child can come to the parent, the child can come and say something to the mother. You know, when the child needs something, when little kids need things, like when my grandson, I take care of him 4 days a week, and when he needs something and he is expecting things to happen when he comes to me. In fact, sometimes he gets so adamant about what he wants. It's like he's not hearing no when he's asking for something. But see, when we come to God, we know that he's there to listen to these prayers that we're praying to him. We know that he's there. His ears are ready. His ears are just open. You know, every one of us, no matter where you are, somebody may be in Alabama, Alaska, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Indiana, wherever you might be, Florida, New Jersey, Atlanta, Georgia, where I am, wherever we are, God is right there, and he can hear. He's listening for us to call on him and to praise him and to be ready to praise his name. And so David, for his part, realized that he had a prayer-hearing God. He says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So every one of us, you know, when we come to the Lord and we know that the Lord is listening, we know that the Lord is there, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And so we thank the Lord that in our distress, we can ask God for his favor, as David did in his distress. He entreated God's favor. He begged for his help, and God heard David. He answered his request immediately and delivered him from all his fears, both from the death he feared and from the disturbance produced by fear of it. David was fearful of his life. He was afraid that he would die at the hands of this king because he was a powerful man. And he thought, I mean, he was hoping that the king would not realize that or would not think that he was a spy. And so because of that, he did this craziness. He did these shenanigans, acting like he was a madman. And God, through this foolishness that David did, listened to David and answered his prayer. David's prayers helped to silence his fears, left him with peace in his heart, knowing that he could deal with the event with great composure. You know, just knowing that God was there with him. You know, when you're going through some trials, while we're going through these things, and, you know, down through the years as I became a child of God, as I became a believer and understood God's word more, as I read his word, as I studied his word, as I received that word, I was at peace in the various situations. And even now, I'm at peace at what God is doing because, you know, all the things that are going on around us, we have to have peace in the midst of the storm. You know, there's a storm raging around us and throughout the earth. But God is a God of peace. And so we have to keep that peace knowing that he has answered our prayers. He's always there to answer our prayers. And so we thank God for that. And so many times we have looked to God by faith and prayer and have been lightened. Our burdens have been lightened because of that. So David shows us by example what God can do and what we must do to see the manifestation. You know, albeit God is sovereign, he can do whatever he wants to, but he wants to hear us talk to him. He wants to hear our call. He wants to hear our prayers. He wants to hear our praises unto him. So many times we have looked to God by faith and prayer, and God has healed us. God has taken care of those things. So in verse 5, it says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. It was wonderful what God did for David. He revived and comforted David, and there are others that God has done the same thing for. For instance, Hannah, when she had prayed, she went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So when we look to the world, we are darkened, we are perplexed, and at a loss. But when we look to God, from him, we have the light both of direction and we have joy. And our way is made both plain and pleasant because of God, because of what he's doing. These things, many other people have gone through some things. You know, in the Bible, God has given us so many examples of people who had to call on him. I mean, just thinking about Paul and Silas and Peter, those who were jailed my God, some of them were in jail singing songs and making melody unto God. They weren't dismayed. They were praising God. They weren't dismayed. We need to look at the examples of what people did in the Bible, and even examples as we give our testimonies here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries of what God has done through the issues that we have had. When we are praising God and we're rejoicing in Him, then others are blessed by that. Others are blessed by what God has done for us. And so that's why we read the Word, because the history of the Bible helps us to understand that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So our expectations should be high in knowing that God is there for us. We should not be frustrated. We should just be faithful. We should be full of faith. We should not be fearful and unbelieving. So there's in verse number 6, it says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." And so, you know, when we look at this, this could be anybody. This poor man cried. This could be any person anywhere around the world, the believers. You know, you could be on any level in life, and you could cry unto the Lord. And we know that the Lord will hear those prayers. It doesn't matter who you are. He has no respect of person. So we can look to the Lord. We know that God welcomes us to come to his throne of grace, as David did, as Peter did, as Paul did, as Moses did. Abraham went to God. Daniel went to God. The Hebrew boys went to God. God helped Deborah when she went to battle. God helped many people in the Bible, and he's doing the same thing today. My God, just to thank the Lord and to know that he is there. The Lord heard these men and women of old, and we know that he's hearing our prayers today. He heard those prayers, and he delivered these people out of their troubles. And so God is doing the same thing. God will regard the prayers of the destitute, as we see in the book of Psalms. I'm going to read Psalm chapter 102 and verse number 17. Let us read that right now. Psalm 102 and verse number 17. He says, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." I mean, that is so key. That is so important. Those who are destitute, those who are down and out, those who are just in a bad way, people may be down all the way to the ground, and they just have to look up. You know, sometimes they just need to just look up to the hills. My God. Look into the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. He made heaven and earth, and we know that he can heal. He says, "Heal, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save, Lord, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise." My God, just to know that we can look to the Lord in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of troubling times, in the midst of good times, we still can look to the Lord and give him praise. We want to give him praise each and every day, all day long. Hallelujah, Jesus, as the different ones have done. Many times people have been imprisoned. Many people have been beaten because of the cause of Christ, but they have looked to God. They have trusted in him, and we know that God is still in the delivering business. He delivered David. David praised him. David prayed unto the Lord, and David was delivered. I mean, there were not just this particular time when he had the situation with this king, but other times God delivered David. David is a prime example of a man. He said David is a man after God's own heart, and because he had faith in God, because he trusted in God, even though he did some crazy things during his life, some things that were not of God, he still was favored by God. He still was blessed by God because he trusted in God. He saw God do so many different things during the course of his life. You know, when he was a shepherd, he was out there and he killed a bear and he killed a lion and he slew Goliath. I mean, just to think about David and all the things that he did and all the things that God helped him to do. It was God that allowed him to do these things. And so we trust in the Lord to help us to get through these things that we're going through right now. And we know that God is not going to turn his back on us. Let me read another scripture here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15. Once again, Isaiah 57 and verse 15. It says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the heart of to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." So we, as people of God, we need to be humble before the Lord. We come to him trusting in him and knowing that all things are possible as we believe in him. We will not be dismayed by things that are going on around us. Let us keep the word of God in our hearts. God is faithful. He heard David in the midst of his dangerous situation. Even while he used that trickery to survive, God was there all the time, and God is here all the time. He's with us. My Jesus, my Jesus. Saints of God, don't you know that we have to trust in the Lord? God is there. God is here. God is everywhere. Whatever state, city, continent you might be on, God is with you. Even today, as we go through these trials, as we go through the calamity, the coronavirus, the COVID-19 is out there, but God is still in the blessing business. God is the one who protects us right now. God is the one who can restore everything that the cankerworm, the pommel worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen. God is still available for us. So even in the midst of these trials, let us continue to praise the Lord. Let us continue to pray, and we will continue to fast. The fasting is important. The prayer is important. The praises are important. Faith in God is totally important. You know, you can have whatever you desire in your life when you have faith in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So, Lord, we just thank you for this word this morning. We thank you, Father, today that we are blessed by the word. We ask you, Lord, that we will get strengthened each and every day, Lord, as we pray before you, as we intercede on behalf of this world, oh God. There's so much going on, but we know, Father, that you helped David in the midst of his calamity, in the midst of his trial, and you're helping us today. You helped Peter, Paul, Silas, and we thank you, Lord, today that all the different ones you've helped down through the years, my mother, my daddy, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, my people of God, my daughters, each and every one of us have children, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, today that you're blessing our children, those of us who do have children, God, that you're protecting our children, our grandchildren, and that each and every one of us will be safe, Lord. You said to watch as well as pray, Lord, so we will but not be ignorant of Satan's devices who would like to trip us up, who would like to get us down and out, but Lord, we have faith in you, oh God. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. My God, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So magnify the Lord with me today, and let us exalt his name together. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises unto his name. So this morning, let us, before we leave, I'm going to open the lines, and we're going to just give God some praise. Let's just lift our voices to the King this morning. We just want to lift our voices and tell him thank you. Don't petition, no petitions this morning right now. We just want to praise our God. God is so awesome. He is so faithful. He is beautiful. And so let's just praise him as David wanted us to do. So let's just lift our voices right now to the King. Amen.
Praise the Lord, God.
My God, my God.
Bless you,
Thank you, Lord.
Your glory is God.
heard you. Our way maker, you. Our
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the angels,
Lord
God, that you
dispatched. Waymaker, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We bring this sacrifice, Lord God, of praise and worship, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. For the teaching, for the deliverance, for the healing, Lord God. There's nothing greater than you. I'll be a beggar, the first and the last. God, in a special way, Lord God, in a miraculous way, God.
Thank you that situation going on, we still can get together and pray and praise the Lord over the phone and in the studio. So everybody just come back with joy and rejoicing. Bring somebody with you. There are many people who are not working. They can get up in the morning and join us as we are doing these prayers and the word here at Blog Talk Radio, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I love each and every one of you, and I hope that you love me back, and we will continue going forward in the Lord. Amen. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.